Hello, everyone. Welcome to the June 21st, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for June 21st to June 28th and beyond? There are no major changes in the zodiac this week. The planets are all in the same signs as last week, just a bit further advanced. So, what follows is mostly a recap of the previous week's analysis. Venus and Jupiter are getting closer and closer together. You can see them in the western sky after sunset. The larger, brighter one is Venus, and nearby is smaller and somewhat yellow, Jupiter. Over the coming weeks, you can watch them get more together in the sign Cancer. Venus represents young females, romance, and pleasures. Jupiter is the planet of opportunity, celebration, and increase. These two together can be too much of a good thing, leading to excess and over-the-top kinds of situations. Jupiter is beliefs, Venus is values, so we can get people expressing themselves with a lot of conviction. On a more positive note, Venus is love, and Jupiter is wisdom, and together they can create good counsel, as well as forgiveness. Venus and Jupiter will continue to be in close proximity even after they change signs next month in July. Mars and the Sun continue their transit through Gemini. The Sun moves slightly faster, and therefore it's slowly separating from Mars. But since the two are still only a few degrees apart, you won't be able to see Mars until mid-July, when it gets enough distance from the Sun to become visible in the east just before dawn. Mars in Gemini is problematic, the planet of aggression in the sign of ideas and reasons. This sets up an energy pattern that promotes controversy, and due to the sometimes duplicitous nature of Gemini, it can lead to deceitful behavior. Soon, we will have a few critical decisions coming from the Supreme Court, which will certainly stir up a hornet's nest of controversy. Very Mars in Gemini. Mercury, meanwhile, is still in Taurus, where it is influenced by retrograde Saturn, on the other side of the zodiac, in Scorpio. Mercury in Taurus brings together the planet of data and information and the sign of materiality and worth. World events are interpreted through the perspective of what's it worth. Saturn, the planet of harsh reality, made more harsh by its current retrograde phase, is dictating terms from the other side of the zodiac. Case in point, the Greek debt situation versus the European Union. Sunday, June 21st, is the summer solstice. In the northern hemisphere, the sun reaches its highest point relative to the celestial equator, which is the projection of the Earth's equator out into space. This celestial arrangement produces the longest day and the shortest night. The reverse is true for the southern hemisphere. After June 21st, the sun begins its journey back towards the southern horizon. In Vedic astrology, the solstice is favorable for spirituality, rituals, ceremonies, but the 3 days before and after the solstice are considered unfavorable for beginning any important new project which would have long-term consequences. This is because the sun, which is an important factor for the success of anything, is changing its direction. Okay, that'll do it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.